So, greetings, friends. Let me adjust my camera. That's better. So, this morning's, today's talk is on dependent origination and the five clinging aggregates. Dependent origination is what the Buddha awakened to, and it's a key teaching if we're going to understand the purpose of the Buddha's teachings. What he understood in his awakening experience, and how to apply the Dhamma properly. Much of modern Buddhism either has altered dependent origination to such an extent that it is no longer useful in developing understanding of the Buddha's teachings, or they just dismiss it outright as an archaic creation myth. And it's certainly nothing like that. Dependent origination is what the Buddha awakened to. And it simply states from ignorance, a very specific ignorance, ignorance of Four Noble Truths, through 12 observable causative links, all manner of suffering arises. And in his very first teaching, he taught Four Noble Truths, so that we can gain understanding of and eliminate that ignorance of the true nature of life in the phenomenal world. There's an article that I just published on the website on the Nagara Sutta, and in that sutta, the Buddha describes the process of his own awakening and relates it directly to dependent origination. And relates it directly to the Eightfold Path, which is, of course, is the only path the Buddha taught for those of us interested to engage with and awaken. Now, let me just read what dependent origination is stated as, and this is the typical presentation of it. There are other minor alterations to this. Sometimes it's listed as 10 links or even 9 links in one sutta. In the Nagara Sutta that I just mentioned, it's the order that he presents it in that sutta is slightly different. So let me just read this. From ignorance, the first is from ignorance as a requisite condition come fabrications. And this is a very specific type of ignorance. It's ignorance of Four Noble Truths. So the Buddha is not stating that because we're human beings, we're just inherently ignorant. But what he is pointing out is that the problem of ongoing dukkha that leads to craving and clinging is ignorance of Four Noble Truths, the true nature of life in the world. So it is from that initial ignorance that fabrications are formed. And notice the immediacy of forming mental fabrications out of ignorance. And this is really another somewhat subtle key in developing understanding. A good word for fabrications is assumptions. We create assumptions about ourselves in relation to the world, and when those assumptions are based on ignorance, those assumptions can only further ignorance unless we're given a way or develop a way to recognize that we've done that. The next link in a chain, excuse me, I just lost my book. As usual, my dog wants some attention while I'm trying to teach online, but I won't let him distract me. The next link is from fabrications as a requisite condition comes consciousness, and this is another very important understanding. This is not consciousness with a big C, meaning a grand cosmic consciousness that we're all a part of or aspiring to. It's simply ongoing thinking that is rooted in fabrications that themselves are rooted in ignorance. So it's ongoing thinking rooted in ignorance, which again can only, unless something interrupts this process or intervenes, we can only continue this thinking and experiences rooted in ignorance. And this is precisely why the Buddha taught an Eightfold Path, so that we have a framework for recognizing this process. And I won't go into the Nagara Sutta today. That was my teaching last night in Frenchtown. But there's an article on the website and last night's talk and a YouTube video is on that. I encourage you to listen to that. It's a remarkable sutta. The next link in the chain of dependencies is from consciousness as a requisite condition comes name and form. Name and form, the Pali phrase is namarupa, and that's often slightly misunderstood and sometimes given mystical or esoteric connotations to it. Name and form simply means that you, from this process rooted in ignorance, the next step being fabrications, the following link is ongoing thinking rooted in ignorance, gives rise to self-referential views that are attached to the physical world. Nama means name, form means physical form, and everything in the physical realm. And when we create identities through self-referential views, this is what's meant by name and form. I'm identifying myself and my existence by the form that I've taken. And this is also part of the consciousness, part of the mental form, and that'll become clear in just a moment. From name and form as a requisite condition comes the sixth sense base. And this is where we start objectifying ourselves in relation to our physical experience. The sixth sense base is our five physical senses and that sixth sense of consciousness rooted in ignorance. In the Nagara Sutta, the Buddha describes very clearly getting stuck in the feedback loop between ongoing thinking and name and form, the self-identifying, self-referential views. And this is the feedback loop that unless something can intervene and interrupt that this feedback loop that we all get stuck in, another word for saying it is just simply conditioned thinking, there's no way of escaping it. Now the next step is from the sixth sense base as a requisite condition comes contact. And if you think about this progression again, remember this is all rooted in ignorance. We're having an experience now with the outside world. Something comes in contact with one or all of our physical senses. And because we have formed assumptions, fabrications about the world that has conditioned our thinking, conditioned our consciousness, our interpretation of that interaction through contact is now rooted in ignorance. And any perception that we make from that point on can only further condition thinking. So again, you can see very clearly how the Buddha is teaching the progression rooted in ignorance that eventually leads to all manner of suffering. From contact as a requisite condition comes feeling. And this is not just physical or emotional feeling. In this sense, feeling means any disturbance in the mind. And it directly relates to the four foundations of mindfulness and that second foundation of feelings. From feeling as a requisite condition comes craving. And now we're starting to solidify a self-referential identity, that which the Buddha describes as anatta and also as the five clinging aggregates. And I'll touch on that and into the five clinging aggregates in just a moment. From craving as a requisite condition comes clinging and maintaining. So we've had an experience rooted in ignorance and through contact with our physical senses that something has delighted us or caused aversion in us in some way. Now remember that delight or that aversion, both sides of the same coin of craving, is rooted in ignorance. And because we've now created such a strong self-identity, this is who we think we are. We are, our happiness now is dependent on acquiring the things that we feel we need to make us happy or avoiding anything that might impact that happiness. And again, remember this, it's happiness that is rooted in ignorance. We don't really understand what we're attaching ourselves to. And it gives rise to clinging, and or another way, or another part of that clinging is clinging and maintaining. We now are clinging to this self-identity rooted in ignorance, and we will now do anything, or just about anything, to maintain that identity. We're stuck in that feedback loop of consciousness and name and form, of self-identity, self-identifiable views. From clinging and maintaining as a requisite condition comes becoming. And this is another area where misunderstanding comes. And there's really a word that's left out of most all of the translations of dependent origination. And it becomes very confusing if you stop just at becoming, needs something to explain what we're becoming instead of just leaving it as becoming. And what the Buddha, remember in the context, we start with ignorance leading to leading to all manner of suffering. Reading this again in that context, from clinging and maintaining as a requisite condition comes becoming ignorant. That's exactly what the Buddha is referring to here. From clinging and maintaining as a requisite condition comes becoming ignorant. Again, the feedback loop of consciousness in name and form. The next line is, from becoming as a requisite condition comes birth. Now we're really getting into the heart of suffering now. But to read that in a more contextually accurate way, from becoming ignorant as a requisite condition comes birth. And now the Buddha is not talking solely of physical birth. In fact, what's more significant is giving birth now to suffering. And again, I'm going to read that again. From becoming ignorant as a requisite condition comes birth of suffering. The next line in the chain of dependencies is, from birth as a requisite condition comes aging, sickness, death, sorrow, regret, pain and distress, and all manner of despair. That's from the Samyutta Nikaya 12.2. So again, from birth as a requisite condition, we're now giving birth. It's this because of ignorance, through this 12-link chain of dependencies, we are giving birth to suffering rooted in that ignorance. Now, in most applications, in most presentations of this, the Buddha then describes in slightly more detail and in reverse order each of these 12 links. Now, the Buddha's words. Now, what is aging and death? Aging is decrepitude, brokenness, graying, decline, weakening of the faculties. And I can tell you, I'm 61 years old, and it's part of life. Death is the passing away of the five clinging aggregates, the ending of time, the interruption in the life faculties. Now, what is birth? Birth is the descent, the coming forth, the coming to be. Now, remember, coming to be, ignorant. Birth is the appearance of the six sense bases and the five clinging aggregates. Then the Buddha says, now what is becoming? Becoming is sensual becoming, form becoming, and formless becoming. What he's describing is, very accurately, becoming ignorant based on false assumptions, based on a lack of understanding of the true nature of the world, based on a lack of understanding of Four Noble Truths. In the very first teaching the Buddha taught, he taught the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, the sutta setting the wheel of truth in motion, the sutta that describes Four Noble Truths. And if you remember my talk on the Four Noble Truths, when he first presented that talk to the five friends that he had wandered around northern India with for 6 years, or at least a good portion of those 6 years, Kandana, one of the gentlemen, heard this teaching, put it in the right context, and declared, all conditioned things that arise are subject to cessation. And the Buddha said, you are correct, Kandana. You are now Anakandana, meaning the one who understands. What he understood was the conditioned nature of his mind, rooted in ignorance, and that all of those conditioned things that he had formed a self-identity by were subject to cessation, and it's because of that impermanence that stress develops in our life, and we create conditions that are that contradict the true nature of life. So in the in describing this process of suffering, beginning with sickness, with birth, sickness, aging, and death, it's not that we need to overcome, in other words, to create immortality, to never have birth, sickness, aging, and death, but we need to stop reacting to having a human life that has, as a component, birth, sickness, aging, and death. The Buddha's teaching us to understand that at the most profound level, that having a human life means that we are born, we are prone to sickness, we are prone to aging, ultimately we are prone to death, We can't escape that. And along the way, we are going to have disappointing moments because we won't get all the time. We won't all the time get what we want. And often we will get what we don't want. We'll have experiences that we'd rather not have. That's how the Buddha described the nature of dukkha. Birth is dukkha, sickness is dukkha, aging is dukkha, death is dukkha. Not getting what is desired is dukkha. Getting what is not desired is dukkha. And then he would conclude that saying, or that phrase, that explanation, by saying, in short, the five clinging aggregates are dukkha. The five clinging aggregates are suffering. So let me just touch on five clinging aggregates, and then I'll conclude the talk for today. Again, the five clinging aggregates are something that are often so misunderstood that there's not even a useful explanation given of what they are, or they're not even mentioned. So the five clinging aggregates are form, feeling, perceptions, mental fabrications, and resulting consciousness. And if you can see very quickly the relations to the different factors of dependent origination. And what the five clinging aggregates are describing is the personal ongoing experience of suffering rooted in ignorance. Because of a lack of understanding of the Four Noble Truths, we create an identity of initially identifying as form, going back to name and form, and then because of ignorance and this self-identity, we create perceptions that are rooted in ignorance that lead to mental fabrications, to more assumptions, that finally affects our consciousness in a way that we are, again, stuck in that feedback loop that the Buddha is describing. So unless there's something that can intervene and interrupt that feedback loop that we're stuck in, again, another word for that is conditioned thinking. The modern psychological term is confirmation bias, which means that we're biased towards seeing things, seeing the world around us and our relationship to that world in a way that confirms that bias, that wrong view, that conditioned view. Unless something can intervene or interrupt that, we're stuck in that, and we were stuck in that for endless eons, as it's often portrayed in the literature. When the Buddha awakened, and I encourage you to read and listen to the Nagara Sutta on my website and on YouTube from yesterday, because the Buddha describes so clearly and accurately how he himself got stuck in this feedback loop and how he himself developed the understanding to recognize it and abandon it completely, abandon the wrong views that had him stuck in it, which allowed him to awaken. And he speaks directly to this process and speaks directly to a clear understanding of what constitutes the five clinging aggregates. And he points directly to the Eightfold Path as the way of developing this. So upon his awakening, the Buddha sat in meditation off and on, considering what he had developed an understanding of, the nature of suffering, the true nature of confusion, deluded thinking, and ongoing suffering in the world. And how is it possible, how could he possibly teach this, knowing what he knew about the common human problem of conditioned thinking? How could he present this in a way that would pierce that veil of ignorance, in a way that would interrupt that conditioned thinking? And that's precisely why he taught an Eightfold Path as the framework for developing understanding that would pierce that veil of conditioned thinking, of thinking rooted in ignorance. So I think that concludes the talk today. I know I've given a lot of material. I encourage you to read and listen to the Nagara Sutta from yesterday. There's my new book, which is just about ready to be published, called Becoming Buddha, presents dependent origination, the five clinging aggregates, and the Buddha's first three discourses, all in the situational context that the Buddha presented it, so that it's easy. Maybe I shouldn't use the word. It's much easier. It's simpler to see how these seemingly disparate teachings all fit together. And part of the foundation for the new book is the Buddha's first three discourses. Discourses: the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, the Sutta setting the wheel of truth in motion, the Sutta on the Four Noble Truths, which speaks to impermanence and the whole path. And the second discourse on the Anatta-Lakkhana Sutta, the Sutta on the not-self characteristic. And the third discourse is called the Fire Discourse, which is a discourse to a group of fire worshippers during the Buddha's time. And he uses the fire worshipping as a metaphor for the development of dukkha through creating passion rooted in ignorant views. And so those first three discourses really encompass everything, the entire Buddha's teaching, in context of dependent origination in the five clinging aggregates. And those first three discourses relate directly to the three marks of existence: impermanence, the not-self characteristic, and the resulting dukkha. And when looked at and understood in the proper context, it becomes very easy to see how the Eightfold Path develops the path to awakening. So that's all for the talk today. I know I keep saying this, but one of these days I'll have a platform here where we can interact online. That'll be coming soon. But thank you for joining me today, and I hope you can join me next week. Peace. Thank you for listening. Please visit crossrivermeditation.com for guided meditations and instruction, and Dhamma articles, recorded talks, and videos. We rely on donations to support these talks. If you find benefit from these talks, please consider a donation at crossrivermeditation.com. These talks are copyrighted and are distributed under a Creative Commons License 4.0. Please feel free to contact me through crossrivermeditation.com. Peace.